I'm James Dyson. I'm a designer and engineer, and I invented a vacuum cleaner called the Dual Cyclone Vacuum Cleaner. I had the idea in 1979, but it wasn't until 1993 that I finally got my own version on the market and started to make a commercial success of it. So it took me 14 years. And the thing about the vacuum cleaner is everybody needs one, because we have piles and piles of dirt. I think it's said that every household produces a bath full of dust every year. An enormous amount comes in through the windows, you bring it in on your feet, it falls off your body, it sort of is created there by house mites. So there is an extraordinary quantity of dust. A man called William Booth went to a music hall act and saw a man who had claimed to invent a cleaner. And what he was doing was blowing the dust into a corner. And Mr. Booth was watching this and rather intrigued, and he went round the back afterwards to meet the man and said, "Sir, you should suck, not blow," and bent down to the sofa that was in the dressing room, took out his handkerchief and sucked the dirt from the sofa onto the handkerchief, and then lifted the handkerchief up, and there, sure enough, was a little pile of grey dust on the handkerchief. So that was the origin of the invention of the vacuum cleaner. Booth replaced his handkerchief with a pillowcase, and I don't know if you've ever seen an early picture of a vacuum cleaner, but often it actually has the ticking of the pillowcase on it. There were two versions of the early vacuum cleaner. One actually sucked through a pillowcase, and the other blew dust up into a pillowcase. Those were the two bits of technology, if you could call it that. And that existed, really, from 1901 right through to the mid-80s, when I developed my dual cyclonic system. And really the main difference between my system and the pillowcase system or paper bag system, which is the old system, is that a paper bag or a pillow is essentially a barrier filter. In other words, the air is trying to blow through it, and there are obviously tiny little pores in the bag or pillowcase, and they trap the dust but allow the air through. Now, if you imagine that, you can obviously see that the dust is going to block those little holes, and that's exactly what happens. The first few grams of dust shoot straight to those holes and block them. And so after just really 30 or 40 grams, you kind of lost half your suction. So what I wanted to do was find a method of collecting dust that didn't involve a barrier filter, which is susceptible to clogging. So I looked around, and the only system that seemed to work was one I saw on the top of a sawmill. And they're huge cyclone towers, they're called. They're about 30 to 40 foot high, and they look like an upside-down wine bottle. And the principle is that you enter the air tangentially into it, and it spins around the walls of the bottle and settles out at the bottom. And the only way out of this system is through a chimney right in the middle of the bottle. So if you can imagine the dirt spinning around the walls, the clean air goes out of the centre of the cylinder. So you're literally spinning the dirt out of the airstream in a similar way to a salad dryer or a spin dryer. And so the air comes out not having passed through any filter or barrier at all. So you get no restriction in the airflow, so no restriction to the suction, yet you collect the dust. Now, I mean, it wasn't as simple as that, getting it right, because you've got to get the air up to very high speeds in order to separate tiny microscopic dust. I mean, we're talking about cigarette smoke here. Very, very small stuff. And at the same time, you've got to separate out nasty things like nuts and bolts and handkerchiefs and socks and things like that. So you've got to cope with everything from those awkward big objects through to the tiny, tiny nanoparticles. And in my case, I had to use two different types of cyclone. A cyclone to get rid of all the large rubbish, and then a very, very high efficiency cyclone to deal with all the little nanoparticles. And that's why I call it a Dyson Dual Cyclone Vacuum Cleaner.